In the Gospel of Luke, the 17th chapter, Jesus is coming from the north of Israel back down to Jerusalem, and he comes through Samaria on the other side, Galilee, and into a certain village, an unnamed village, he enters in, and 10 lepers cry out from a distance, "Lord, have mercy on us." Lepers could in no way touch or even get near anyone else without their lives being taken. Jesus said, "Go show yourself to the priest," which was the common Jewish way. And as they were going to the priest, they were healed. The scripture said when one of them, who was a Samaritan, saw that he'd been healed, he turned back and found Christ and fell on his face before him and praised him. Then the question of the ages, were there not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Where are all those who by profession and confession say that they have been healed? And why has this one who has returned to give thanks and praise, why is he a foreigner, a Samaritan? Could it be that Jesus was actually saying this, to whom much is given, much is required? Could he be saying this, when those who must be counted on the most are seen the least, when those who have been forgiven the most are the less thankful, when those who know better don't do better? So in this place tonight, be that one. Be that one who comes back and says, "Lord, thank you. I'm not what I'm going to be, but I'm certainly not what I used to be because of the mercy you have shown to me." And it is that grace, that mercy, that forgiveness that bids us come to the table tonight. Saved by his grace, no doubt in heart or mind that I've trusted him as my personal Savior, that I've publicly declared him by baptism, and that I believe with all my heart the core values and doctrinal issues of the faith. I come to say, "Lord, your mercy has made the difference. Your grace has changed my life. Your touch has made it possible for me to praise you." Let's bow our heads to pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 indicates that any man, woman, or young person who comes to the Lord's table must come having first taken self-inventory, having thought through and confessed any sin in our lives, having asked God to forgive us so that we might be worthy to come and receive from the cup and take the bread. Father, I repent of everything that stands between you and me. I repent of those habits, those wayward thoughts, those attitudes and concerns and issues that would rob you of glory and make me less than a pastor, a husband, a father, a friend ought to be. Cleanse me. Wash me anew. As I confess my sin, restore to me the joy of your salvation. Create in me a clean heart. And what I pray for myself, I pray for every man, woman, and young person in this room tonight, that together we might stand before you pure, holy, and right in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would take the supper this evening, would you please stand? And would our deacons please come forward?